This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide-open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, seeing a shadow person is bad enough, but seeing one with a rifle would be just plain terrifying.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you would share them with us, we would really appreciate that. Call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, you get the archive and advanced episodes. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, my sister, is here.
I am here.
How's everything going today?
Well, it's going good. Hey, I have a recommendation.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, well, I read a lot of the books, and probably more than read them, I listen. I listen to lots of audiobooks because, you know, I paint, I do art, I drive to Wichita all the time, you know, walk my dog. So I'm always listening to books. I listened to one called Small Town Horror, and it's by Ronald Malfi.
Okay.
And he's called the new Stephen King.
Oh.
And I think Stephen King is an excellent writer. You know, sometimes he gets a little scary for me, but he is such a good writer. Mm-hmm. You know, his books are written so well. And this one I picked up because I said, you know, he's the new Stephen King. And I would recommend it if you're looking for a book that is got paranormal, it's got ghosts, it's got some witchcraft, you know, it's got crime, it's got everything. It was pretty creepy, I've got to say. And I would highly recommend it. So if you're looking for kind of a good ghost story, Small Town Horror is a good one. And you can get it. I had it on Hoopla, which was through my library, and it was, you know, free. And I just listened to it, had somebody tell me a good ghost story.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because it revolves around the 4th of July. Like something happened 20 years ago, 4th of July, and then it, you know, comes back to the anniversary and, you know, things happen. But it was funny because I was getting right to the end of the book, and then I realized, I'm listening to the end of this book on the 4th of July. Oh my God. Oh no. You know.
Which was traumatizing for my dog, I might add. Oh my God.
I
gave up. I loaded him up at 10 o'clock and just drove around. I mean, what do you do?
You know, I had a hilarious last night. I stepped outside to let my dog out before bed. And apparently my little town does fireworks after the 4th of July.
Yep,
so it was
too.
Saturday night. And I go out and I see these fireworks going off. And like, it was hilarious. This, where they do it is probably 2 miles from me. But I had a perfect view of the fireworks. Like standing there in my yard, I could watch the fireworks.
Fun.
And you would think, how do I not have trees in my way standing here?
Was it like the city's fireworks?
Yeah, it was the city's fireworks. And they were just like right in my yard. And I look up and I'm like, oh, I have a perfect view. Like there's just trees around it. It's just open and I can see this fireworks going off. So I watched for a little bit and then I looked back and I saw Madden back at the door by the house. Like, and I was like, oh, okay.
I'm save
like,
yourselves.
He was like, I really went in. I'm like, okay, come on. I'm sorry. I got kind of caught up watching these things.
You know, it's kind of cute because my new dog is terrified of them, which is not cute. But if I take him outside, like on a walk, he's very brave. But my old dog, Buddy, we'd be a block away and somebody would shoot off a firework. He would turn and go as fast as his little arthritic legs would take him. And yep. He'd be like, we got to go home.
Yeah, not that. Gotta go home. Nope.
And
not
Ben just, he's like the worst in the house with it. But outside, you know, I know it's scaring him, but he's like, focus.
He's like,
focus on the walk. Focus on the walk.
My love of walks outweighs my fear of fireworks.
He's so cute. Well, you want to hear this story, which is something I've never heard about, is seeing a shadow person that appears to be carrying a rifle, which is rather terrifying because one's bad enough. But so it says, my name is Lori Campbell. I'm going to share with you one of the many extraordinary events that took place in the old gray house where I grew up. It was in a small valley town called Minnedosa, Manitoba, Canada, in the 1970s. I hope I said everything correctly there. It has to be Minnedosa. I lived in an old gray house that was said to have been built during the war. I'm going to assume World War II. This was a childhood home I grew up in. On one particular occasion, I was allowed to have my best friend spend the night. We decided to stay in the living room that night. My friend and I stayed on the sectional couch. I took one end and my friend took the other end so we could talk. All the lights were off and the room was dark, and while we were talking, we both became aware of the headlights of a car shining through the living room window. At the time, the drapes were closed and the passing car was driving down the back road behind the house. I never thought anything of it until this happened. As the passing car lights shone through the window, two shadowed silhouette figures of men appearing in the big living room window across from us. Two full-size adult figures, both wearing duck hunter hats. Those hats reminded me of Elmer Fudd's hat. They both stood together in a single file. The first shadow man was carrying a rifle slung over his shoulder. The second shadow man carried a huge sack slung over his shoulder. We both stared at the two shadow figures, and they both stood perfectly still. It was when the car headlights were moving past the window, the two silhouette shaded figures also moved across the window with the car lights, and as soon as the car lights were gone, so were the two shadow men. Afterward, my friend told me about something peculiar about those two shadow men figures, which I never noticed, but my friend did. She told me she had seen the shadow figures also appear on the bottom part of the drapes, which hung beneath the windowsill. It was then that I realized those two shadow figures were not coming from outside of the house, they came from within the house. This is one of the many events that happened in the old gray house I used to live in. The next morning, I still had the shadow figure on my mind. I got up the courage to go towards the hallway closet, and I was afraid to open it because I wasn't sure what I was going to find. I finally opened it, and there was nothing there but linens. That's the end of the story. So she was all like, I'll be brave. I'm going to look in there. Oh, it's linens. I just have to wonder, and the only reason I say this is it seems connected to the car's headlights going past the house, which then makes me think it's casting a shadow somehow. So,
okay. Yeah, I agree with that. The only problem is from my understanding, I'm trying to envision this in my head, was that the friend saw what would appear to me, maybe say from the knees down on the drapes inside the house.
Yeah.
So that the figures really, when the went by, it appeared at first they were outside, but if you looked down, then you realized they were standing inside.
But could you cast a shadow somehow from outside, like you're up in an elevated way? Like maybe there's a little hill. I don't know.
I just don't know how it would happen inside as well. That's where I'm baffled, because, you know, I think we could say definitely trees, whatever, shines on this, casts this, looks like this, kind of a fluke, but whatever. But then to have part of it be inside, that I don't think that works.
But just seeing, you know, because normal shadow figures aren't two guys out duck hunting, which is kind of strange, because one has a sack, which makes me think that he's carrying whatever they shot home.
A dead body.
Oh, my God, they're serial killers.
Serial killer shadow men.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, it could be worse than you think.
Then if that is the case, if they were serial killers, I would much rather they were shadow people serial killers than
real
ones.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that's
But it just feels like it can't be both ways. You can't have it inside and outside cast, casting from the back and they're outside, but then you see their legs.
Yeah. I don't know. And I guess maybe the car lights thing is just part of the story.
And the fact that both of them saw it, because, you know, like one person, their brain seeing something you could go with, right? They just happened to glance at it this way and they saw, you know, a person standing there, you know, holding a dog or whatever. I don't know. You know, you could say, oh, yeah, I could. But to have another person see it, too, is it would be odd.
Right. I don't know about that one. I do know that it would be creepy as shit. And I don't care if it's like a shadow person or a shadow of a real person. Mm-hmm. But seeing any shadows with somebody with a rifle slung across their back and the other guy's got what could be a dead body in a sack on that he's carrying.
Or ducks.
I mean, yes, but it could be a dead body. And you put that thought in my brain.
I know. That's why I'm saying it could be creepier than you think.
I don't know. That's creepy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to a caller. Give it a listen.
I don't really have a ghost story per se, but it was freaky as all get out. My mom lives just outside of city limits, and she's got cats come up and she feeds them. Not like crazy cat lady kind of amount of cats, but there are just stray cats come up and she doesn't mind feeding them, whatever. And they'll hang out for a little while and go on, disappear, go wherever else. I was over there visiting her, it's been a few months now. And she tells me about this one cat came up and had kittens and still hanging out there. And she can't get near the cat or the kittens. I normally can, so I noticed them out there. I noticed the kittens, so I started going over there. I figured, all right, go over there, hang out with the near the kittens, try to start getting them to come close. Oh, no. I'm pretty sure I met a reincarnated Churchill, you know, from Pet Sematary. Picture that cat, but a little bit shorter hair and not quite as dead looking. It's charcoal gray and looked and sounded almost exactly the same. I started getting close to those kittens and this thing raised its head up from behind a board just real slow, just raised its head up from behind a board. I start noticing it about just above its eye. Just above its eyes, and I see it raising its head up, and then I notice its eyes, pitch black eyes, freak me out. And then it gets up and it starts hissing and growling, sounded and looked exactly like that dang cat on Pet Sematary. I kid you not, it was Churchill reincarnated. I decided I wasn't gonna mess with them kittens and walked away. Thankfully, that cat left because it literally scared the shit out of me. Yeah, just thought you'd get a kick out of that. Love the show.
That story kind of made me laugh. Out of all the stories, it's like, that guy's like, I was like, not getting near that cat.
Well, and I just brought up a Stephen King.
I know, you did, didn't you? And Churchill looks like a really crazy mean cat. But I don't know that that was paranormal in any way or a reincarnation. It could have just been an extremely feral cat that was like protecting its kittens or something.
It has black eyes.
A black-eyed cat?
I mean, I'm just saying that's what he said.
One more thing for us to worry about.
Right? Don't let it in, whatever you do.
I wonder if is there such a thing like black-eyed cats? And see, I'll put evil and see if... It
reminds me of the cat we used to have, Smokey.
Oh, Smokey was badass, though.
Badass cat and rough. I mean, that was one tough cat.
Okay, so this on a Reddit thread, somebody says, I've been seeing cats around my house with fully black eyes. It's not dilated pupils. It's fully black. They
I've
always
been seeing
look
cats
different.
Around my house. Oh, around maybe the outside, not inside the house. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, outside, like feral.
Okay.
And it says, I don't know. I always see it when it's dark. My cats and dogs are terrified of it. I'm not sure if this is the right subreddit for this, but still, has anybody had experiences with mysterious black-eyed cats? Well, that guy has.
I have not seen a black-eyed cat. Have you?
No.
No, you would remember that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's throw this out for our listeners.
Yeah, because we need some help with that.
Anybody else seeing black-eyed cats?
Because I never have. And it's funny because, like, the story, what he shared, is basically feral cat has kittens. He's trying to get a hold of kittens. The mom cat's mean. End of story.
Which is very normal.
But he got a super bad vibe from that cat.
Yeah.
He was like, hell no, I'm not helping this cat.
Well, you can get a super bad vibe from a feral cat because they're mean as snake shit. But black eyes, that's the part that gets me.
I don't know.
I'm like,
Let us know if anybody's got anything to add to that.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got one more quick story. It says, this is Ellen. This is not one of my favorite memories, and it still creeps me out to this day. I was going through a horror phase, but was short on horror books when I started looking for ghost cams on the internet. My favorite site was an abandoned haunted hospital. A group of investigators would meet there live on Saturdays. You could watch them sitting in a dark hallway trying to communicate with spirits. And the other site I kept track of was the Willard Library. I never saw anything at either site. I looked at some still pics from the Barton House in Redlands, California, but some of them were disturbing, so I dropped that site. Still, I was curious, so I kept searching for something interesting to watch. I forgot about being careful of what I wished for. I don't remember the name of the site I found. This happened quite a while back. This particular site had a camera set up in what appeared to be a small bedroom. The bed was made and the room looked clean. The bed was positioned across from the camera against a wall. I think there were closed dark curtains behind it. There was a chair at the foot of the bed. I think there was an item of clothing draped across it, and a tall umbrella that was leaning against the bed or the chair. I can't remember much more about that room, but I do remember there are an awful lot of what I'll call, and she says dust motes, M-O-T-E-S, and I've never heard dust motes. I've heard dust mites, and I think they're the same thing.
I do too.
So I'm going to say dust mites just because that comes out of my mouth easier. These dust mites looked exactly like dust swirling in a beam of sunlight through a window. The difference was this camera was set up to film in the dark. The picture wasn't greenish, but it had a night vision look. There was no source of light that I could see, yet hundreds, if not thousands, of these dust mites were plainly visibly floating around. They were light against the dark background. For the next few days, on and off and at different times of the day, I visited the site to see if anything was going on. I never saw the room in the sunlight. It was always dark. Sometimes while I was on that site, I would be doing something else at my desk and I would look up at the monitor once in a while. That changed one afternoon when I looked up and noticed some of the mites were clumping together about a foot or so above the floor near the head of the bed. I watched in fascination as they formed into a rough oval shape. While I was watching that cluster, another began to form just above and to the right of the first. That clump was slowly forming, but slightly faster than the first one. Fascination turned to shock when I realized I was looking at two heads. I could see the faint lines of facial features on their surfaces, and they were getting clearer by the second. Whoever they were not friendly. I got the creepiest feeling that they weren't looking at the camera as much as they were looking through at me. If I just sat there and watched them complete, they would know where I was and come calling. A third head was already forming near the pair when I grabbed the mouse and shut down every window. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
It does.
That didn't feel like I'd done enough, so I deleted every internet temporary file, every bookmark, and every bit of history on my computer. I even went to Restore and rolled back as far as I could.
That Restore factory settings?
I think so. That might seem like overkill, but it felt important to do at the time. I shut down my computer and walked away.
No, overkill would have been to throw it away and buy a new computer, but I might have done it.
Might have done it. I was about to that point with my computer today, but it had nothing to do with the paranormal.
With dust motes?
Let's see. I shut my computer and walked away. I didn't touch it for hours. I didn't sleep well for the next few nights. After I calmed down, I felt safe. I was able to use my computer without fear. I'll tell you one more thing I got from that experience. I don't look for live ghost cams anymore. I don't know if that site still exists, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does. I would say to anyone who is the least bit sensitive, exercise caution. I went there looking for something to happen, but I certainly didn't expect what I got. Just like I thought a Ouija board was a toy, I didn't understand the concept of opening the door to the wrong things, or worse, leaving that door open. My point is just to be cautious when you seek the paranormal. I think I dodged a bullet that day. I really love your show. Thanks for giving us a place to share our experiences, Ellen. Well, I'm going to suggest to Ellen to do what I like to do, and that's like watch Eagle's Nest, Cam. So when the eagles have a baby, you just watch them. And then sometimes it's like, oh my God, the mom left. And oh my God, the dad, because they have moms and dads at the bald eagle nest. And like, I've seen a dad come back with a fish.
Oh.
One day I was like, oh my God, this is gruesome, but fascinating. So.
Well, or there's always, you know, a reruns of, you know, puppy Super Bowl.
Something. You know, but I never, honest to God, I never even in my mind thought about ghost cams, you know, just cameras set up for something on the internet. I don't know why I've never thought of that.
Let's throw out the possibilities here that it was just a special effect and they just let this thing run for a while, kind of trying to get people, you know, into it. And then at some point they'll do some crazy special effect like this. No.
And are you really watching a live cam or are you watching just a film or something?
Right. I mean, somebody, this is stuff that can be done. You know, you can get Adobe Premiere and make these things happen. But with that said, that it was pretty creepy to the point that Ellen felt like they could see through to her.
Well, and she erased everything from her computer.
Right. So even if it was some sort of effect, well, they got the effect they were going for damn sure, the response. And you did get totally scared and creeped out.
Like, that's DEFCON 5 when you have to reset everything. I'm like, oh, my
it
God.
It really is. You hate to do that, but you will, right? So I'm just saying, maybe it was just something that somebody did, but they did it so well that it just scared the crap out of them. You know, one time it was around Halloween and someone, I don't even know why, but somebody had posted something on Facebook and it was just a little scary clip of some. And, you know, it was just this girl walking down a hallway in a creepy house and she's maybe just this little girl and you're watching her and she's going past these doors down this hallway and what's obviously a haunted house, and you think something's going to happen to the girl, and you're watching her, but what you don't realize is that something has crept up, and this thing comes like right at you, right? Like, it's not the little girl at all. That was just a thing. And so you would have to see it, but like, I jumped, like, it scared me like I've never been scared in my life. And like the rest of the night, I just couldn't get over it. And I went to go to work the next day, and I taught, you know, I was teaching college kids, and I said, God, you know, I just can't get, oh, the next day I was still shook. This thing had scared me so bad. And I told my students, I said, God, I watched this thing last night. It just scared the crap out of me, you know? And they were like, oh yeah, right. You know? And I said, no, really, it really, they were like, yeah, right. It wouldn't. And I said, I'll show it to you if you want to see it, but it's, you know, I'm warning you, if you're not good with there, oh, whatever. I showed it to them, and not one kid in that, they all screamed bloody murder. Like, they all did the exact same thing. And so
no,
it was,
I
want to
see it.
I'll see, maybe I'll see if I can find it, but I don't even know that I want to watch it again. It scared me. And it was just this thing that lasted 15 seconds or something, you know. I've never been that scared of anything. Like, I gotta say, my heart for the next day was pounding, and I kept thinking, God, I wish I hadn't seen that, you know. It just got me. But even my students were all the same way. They were like, oh my God. And it was just all in the timing. It looked like it was coming right at me. And that's what made me think of this story, was that, you know, Ellen said, I felt like it was coming at me. And the same thing with this, like, I was scared to go back to my computer.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even go back to it. You know, it just scared me so bad for a couple days there. And so maybe it was something like that, you know, where somebody had just done something and just could, you know, drag you in enough, watching it enough, and then finally do something, you know. And the buildup to it would have been part of what got you, you know.
And I do think that Ellen has some wise advice there, too. Like,
be careful.
Watch out what you ask, let in, you know.
That's right. That's right. Be careful what you type in. I've had that happen before, too. Gee, I've typed something in and went, holy cow, that was the wrong thing to type.
Bow, chicky, bow, bow.
Now when the police come to confiscate my computer, that's going to look real bad.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to have an ad-free version of the show with the advanced episodes and access to the complete archive, become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience? No problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.